Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Trans veto, squatters in Texas, Trump bloodbath, and college is expensive. That's all coming up, and Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, the legislature in Wisconsin passed a bill that bans boys from competing against girls in sports. You have to compete with your actual gender. Well, the Democratic governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, promised he would veto the bill, and he did. Republicans don't have the votes needed to override the veto. Evers said in his veto message that this legislation harms LGBTQ Wisconsinites and kids' mental health, emboldens anti-LGBTQ harassment, bullying, and violence, and threatens the safety and dignity of LGBTQ Wisconsinites, especially our LGBTQ kids. The Republican state rep who wrote the bill said the veto was disgusting and accused him of misogynistic and hateful position towards actual females. Squatters have been in the news lately as the illegal aliens and citizens have learned more about how they can take advantage of our system. Just yesterday, at a house across the street from a school in the Bronx, police found 8 illegal aliens with guns and illegal drugs squatting in a house along with a 7-year-old child. 6 of them have been released without bail, by the way. Florida last week passed a bill with no fanfare at all, streamlining the process to get a squatter out of your house. You just have to fill out a form and the sheriff will come over and kick them out. The governor of Texas, following suit, he said in Texas, anyone squatting in your home is breaking the law. They are criminals. Donald Trump doubling down while in Michigan. He called Joe Biden's open borders a bloodbath. Remember, it was just about 2 weeks ago. He said in an off-the-cuff comment that if Biden lets Chinese car companies dump their products here in America, it will be a bloodbath for the auto industry, and the fake news media freaked out. Well, Trump's running with it. He said, I stand before you today to declare Joe Biden's border a bloodbath. They tried to use that term incorrectly on me 2 weeks ago, but it's a border bloodbath and it's destroying our country. How much did college cost when you were a student? Well, some colleges will cost now $95,000 a year. Granted, endowments are huge and there's a lot of financial aid, but if you make too much money for financial aid, then you're going to be crushed. Wellesley, $92,000. USC, $95,000. Harvey Mudd, $92,000. Some Harvard schools, Penn, Brown, Dartmouth, Harvard, $92,000 a year. Man, become a plumber. Save a ton of money. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day. Next. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, the Easter Bunny showed up at the White House for the annual egg roll on Monday. President Biden promptly introduced him as the Oyster Bunny, creating confusion on both land and sea. President Rutherford B. Hayes began the bunny tradition way back in 1878. Nobody really knows why, but I suspect old Rutherford did it to annoy his wife, Lucy. I could be wrong. Anyway, Joe Biden loves the Easter Bunny because, you may remember, the giant rabbit saved him by steering the president away from a reporter asking questions about Afghanistan, where Easter bunnies are routinely beheaded. That was in 2022. Also, the egg roll put something on Biden's daily schedule, which is usually blank. Naps don't count as events. If they did, Joe Biden would be the busiest president ever. Now, rumor has it, the Easter Bunny was a bit miffed that the president didn't bother to call the family of murdered NYPD officer Jonathan Diller, even though Biden was in Gotham during his wake. The Dillers got the Laken Riley treatment. Ignore the grieving family. If that sounds too harsh, I'm not sorry. Joe Biden continues to be a detached, incompetent chief executive. And no Easter Bunny on earth is going to change that. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's go to the mail. We got Kathleen. O'Reilly, I respectfully disagree about not forgiving some politicians. We should pray for wisdom and strength for our leaders to do what is right. To harbor an unforgiving stance keeps that anger within us. The battle is not yours, but God's. And I did say, Kathleen, I hope Jesus forgives them, because it came off his words on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But these people know what they're doing. That's the difference. Anyway, I hope if there is a judgment day, they are forgiven if they ask for forgiveness. That's one of the big things. You got to ask for it. You got to repent. Most of these people will not do that. But my job is not to forgive them. It's to confront them. That's my job. That's why I was put on earth, to do that with facts. And I believe we do it well. Rick, it is fitting that on April Fool's Day, you hope Jesus forgives these politicians. I doubt that God will overlook Joe Biden's pronouncement that Easter was to be observed in the U.S. as Trans Recognition Day. I don't get involved with any of that. I know what Biden's doing, okay? I've already addressed his Catholicism and abortion, and that's far more important. Cynthia Highhouse, Portland, Oregon. Pretty sharp words you speak, O'Reilly. But sadly, the truth cannot be forgotten. What caught my attention a few days ago was a Democratic fundraiser in New York. Presidents Obama, Clinton appeared to cheer on Mr. Biden for fundraising purposes. That was a head-scratcher. Why? This is a delicate question, but do guests that endorse at these events get a percentage of the money raised? No. No money changing hands. Both Bill Clinton and Barack Obama are dedicated Democrats, and they want Biden to win no matter how bad he is. And they hate Trump, to boot. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. Not since Woodrow Wilson has a president been isolated like Joe Biden. Woodrow's wife, Edith, actually ran the White House after her husband's stroke. Now Jill Biden controls most access to Joe. But what about Biden's old friends? Does the president have any? Here's a quick look. Joe Biden enrolled at the University of Delaware in 1962, where he played freshman football. No teammates have ever appeared alongside the president or even visited the Oval Office, as far as we can tell. Biden then studied law at Syracuse University. No friends there that we can find. Then Joe Biden was elected to the U.S. Senate in 1972. During his 36 years on the Hill, the Democrat made a few allies, including John McCain, Ted Kennedy, Joe Lieberman, segregationist Strom Thurmond, and President Jimmy Carter. Only Carter remains among the living. Joe Biden first ran for the White House in 1988, but quit after he was caught plagiarizing a speech. No friends we can find from that first campaign. Then Biden served as vice president, as you know, between 2009 and 17. But even Barack Obama was dubious about Joe, and he supported Hillary Clinton for president in 2016, not Joe Biden. According to the Washington Post, Biden and Obama share a, quote, complicated relationship. You could not call them friends. The two are reportedly split on the border. Even the former president knows that unlimited migration will damage the Democrats. And here's something else you might not know. Joe Biden's inner circle just got smaller. The president recently lost access to another friend, his dog Commander. The German Shepherd was booted from the White House after attacking members of the Secret Service. At least 11 people were mauled by Commander. Several sent to the hospital. So Joe's personal world is now down to two players, his wife Jill and troubled son Hunter. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.